very few devotees actually become serious about this instruction of Srila Prabhupada, and that's about Krishna. Very few devotees actually become really serious about that preaching. So therefore, when Prabhupada says, if you just preach, then this happens, this happens. Is that there's some link there, there's some connection between that and the development of the taste and the development of the desire for your association to these higher things?
What are you saying?
I think that very few devotees take seriously Srila Prabhupada's instruction to preach. But if someone takes seriously the instruction to preach, will the result be that he will be drawn to your association and develop taste for Krishna consciousness?
He will learn.
What to do?
He can come to me, he can come to you, to him, or another. There are so many devotees. It is not necessary that they should come to me. What he will whisper, it will be according to him. There are several types of devotees. They are not in a grade, one grade. There are so many various grades. According to their grade, they may come to you, you come to him, they can go to others. It depends on Krishna and the spiritual master. Any questions?
I have, but...
You can ask. It is more important than you have to do in this case. Because we have no actual grief, so these are important. And those who have actual grief, no confusion, nothing, they will go straight. Whether it is in the way fire or anything, they will jump and go. No confusion, nothing. They will jump. You? Any question? No? Do you know, you have read this thing? Mukti Prakar?
No.
You know?
I'm going to get the book in English. And then maybe in July, when it comes, you can discuss more clearly.
But I think that in translation, those who are done some bhakti and have association and you are realizing something, and if they will translate, it will be some hot card. Otherwise, ordinary person, any educated person cannot do it. They must do some wrong. This has been done by very experienced and associated authority. No, otherwise it is. I think if there are persons in a sense like this and they can translate them, after the association, you can afterwards, you can translate. Not for ordinary person. And don't read the ordinary person's answer. It will give you wrong answer.
Which Kushakrata has translated?
Who?
Kushakrata?
Kushakrata?
Who does these books
bad brother.
For bad.
In what sense? He is doing bhakti sometimes.
It can be some help.
Yeah. And then we can discuss. Definitely we will have to discuss.
The subject is the question. Do you know Govinda Maharaj anyone?
Other Govinda Maharaj. Other Govinda Maharaj. Yes.
Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. He has read my lecture.
Heard your lecture.
Vrajamandal Prakramaya. It's in Vrajamandal Prakramaya.
Perhaps I have written there that Prem is of two kinds, Sambhog and Dipradam. Okay? Mm-hmm. Dipradam at the enjoyment of Sambhog. If there is no Dipradam, the enjoyment of meeting similar people in the as you know, Paiti Paramananda, very, very beautiful, very touching. If you take a little then it is so sensitive. He cannot eat more. Only Gilad can. No other. But this increasing taste, sometimes we take chutney. Chutney, you know? Achar, curd, karla, kamela, you know, only for testing that, increasing pieces. It means, it is not meaning that chutney is less than common, no? Similarly, meeting Asambhog is our uddeshya, our main goal to serve Krishna. Srimati Radhika is ultimate goal to serve Krishna. And Krishna ultimate goal to serve Radhika. So please Radhika. And it will be in meeting, not in separation. So anyone does not want any separation. In separation they live. But without separation, meeting will not be so easy. So it does not mean that the problem is higher than meeting. Or some load. Understand?
Yes.
For meeting, in line, only separation is there to some extent. No. Always separation and separation. No? Some are telling that the problem is more superior than Sambhog. But I think it is quite wrong. Rupa Goswami has also said like. So separation is not superior. the prelim. It is only to add or increase, to develop the enjoyment of Radha and Krishna. In Ujjani Mani, it has been especially written that first frame means man, rag, anurag, bhav, then mahabhav. And the paribhasa. Paribhasa means, you know? Paribhasa
means? Paribhasa.
Parishad. Paribhasha. Paribhasha has been given.
What is
it? What is pain? What is snake? What is man? All things have been given.
Explanation
of all these things. In Ujjalini. What is called pain? What is called snake, man, pranay, ra, anuva, bhav, maha? Rag means attraction between one heart to another. Always colored with, be colored with Krishna heart. To color Krishna heart is anu rag. The problem is more superior. But first sadhar, we admit that some vipralanga direct should come, that I have not seen Krishna. How you will see it?
That is necessary.
Huh?
It is necessary.
Necessary. First sadhar, to realize this. Huh? I am not giving up my other soul. There is a jnana there. There are so many others, and that is why I am so nevertheless papi, mahapapi, that I am not seeing Krishna and his associates. This is called the problem in sadhana, but not in siddha. There, man, pravas, purvarag, man, pravas, sudur pravas.
Sudur.
Only. And sudur pravas is only for a very little time. Not always. To increase their enjoyment. Only for 3 months. One third. So the prelim is one third of sambhog. Only to increase. In. So I am telling that. Prem. Go up to snake, snake to man. This is one way. And other way, first prem, then man, then snake. In both ways it can be. But it will come pranay. Sometimes it has written that from pranayat man comes. And other anywhere it is written that from man pranayat comes. Both are true. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has decided. Then comes ne man rag. Then anurag. Sakha has up to anurag. And Bhaskarya also goes to anurag. But somewhere, Subal and Arjuna Lavan, they go up to mahabhava. Sometimes Rukmani and Satyabhama can also touch mahabhava. Not fully, only they can touch. As they were telling to Kurari Pakshi. You know? Kurari Pakshi? So, in very little scale, it is found in also sometimes in Rukmini Saptabhama, but not in full. This Mahabhava goes up to root and adhirut Mahabhava. There are two kinds of Mahabhava, root and adhirut. In Mahabhava are also in Anurag, Arthasaptic Bhav may increase to Dhumait, Arthasaptic Bhav. They can hidden in smoke, in Sneha, Maan, Pranay, Raganya. Not fully, but in Prem, in also Bhav, some Arthasaptic Bhav can be seen. But in Mahabhava, Ujjalpa,
burning.
No dhoom there, no
smoke.
Smoke there, but not too highest, going flames not too highest, in a boundary, in a view. But root, then adhirut. Adhirut is of two kinds, modan and madan. Modan can only be seen in Radhika juice, no? Not on other juice. Modan is called mohan in the pralambha, in separation. No? Understand something? A little we know that, not realization. We are discussing. Then, adhirur is also of two kinds, madan and modan and madan. In meeting, in sambhog, it is called modan. And in separation it is called
Mohan.
In Mohan, Jidyonmat, Prajalpa, Jalpa, all are. This is the same only in Radhika Yuga, Lalita Vishakha. And the flame of Arthasakti, Arthasakti goes up to so high. Higher, not highest. Up to Mahabhava, higher, high, then in this, higher, and then it is going above, higher, to higher, when in Madan, no? Madan only in meeting, somehow, only. And it is only seen in Radhika, not any other. And that is why Krishna adopted the bhava of Srimati Radhika, that known Madan bhava. It is not even in Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, or anyone, it is not. No? This is a special thing in Srimati Radhika. And to test these three motives of this mother, Krishna took the heart of Srimati Radhika, mode of Radhika, and tested in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he became Rasaraj Mahabhava. So this is a special thing of Srimati Radhika, not anywhere. But it will be only in meeting, not in. But it is so wonderful that even Vipralamba also is seen there. Srimati Radhika is lying down in the lap of Sri Krishna, and yet she is saying that where is Krishna? That is called Prem Vaichitya. Prem Vaichitya only in Sambhog, in meeting, not in this. So some bhogis, more test food. And this is the highest mode of flooding. And only less sensing. No matter. For this, the problem comes and adds something. He suffers. So we should not tell that the problem is more superior than some. And that is why Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and all have explained that we want to meet Krishna. Radha and Krishna should meet. Always our Manjari's goal, our Sakhi's goal, our Jogmaya, or Vrinda Devi. All ones that they should not be separated. They should be. That's one ultimate goal is there. For Sambhogra. In Astakaliya Leela, we see no separation like this. Malli Maan, Gocharan, Malli. They cannot bear this separation. So, Kavi Karnapu has not explained all these things, separation. In his book, Ananda Vrindavan, up to Ras, he has ended that. Understand? This is my point. Very good. He's saying that, oh, Narayan Maharaj has done mistake. He has not seen Ujjwal Dinmani book. And he has not read. He has no chance to see all these things. But he can criticize. I told you that you should know this subject. Rupa Goswami has told that the best bhav of this madan is only found in meeting, not in separation. So he has not described anything about the problem in his Astakaliya Leela.
Manup and Raghunath Goswami, they are the sadhakas, but mainly they are exhibiting the pralamba.
No, but their vipralamba is sadhana. They are wanting when we will meet Radhika, when we will see Radhika, and when we will see that Radha and Krishna are meeting. All in every each slopes of Raghunath Das Goswami, of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Rupa Goswami. Abhisat, Singarayani, Abhisarayani. So many slopes, less and less. Any question? Other time we will see Bilas Goswami. We should begin from very lower stage in what we are. From Manasikshanu Padeshamrit, and we should go up. So that we may not fall down. First, actual grace should come by reading these books. It may be that surely that will be good. Someone tell that our anath should go and bhav should come, then raga and bhava. But it is not right. But it is surely that if anyone has greed, he is qualified for this raga. I see that even for those persons who are above anarthasam actually. No control, low mark, no master. They have rupi in name and sadhana. They have asakti in bhajani also. But it is not compulsory that greed has come in them. And for another view, if a man has taken only diksha, not proper diksha, not in Vidvat Jodi, Anusthaniki diksha he has taken, and he is studying his Gurudev, hearing, listening the Harikatha of Gurudev, Rasik Vaishnava, and he is hearing the pastimes of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam, linked with Gopi. He has chance to have a actual greed. If actual greed has come, and even anartha are there, he has no other quality. At once, ruchi will come. It is bound to come to him in sadhana. And he is greater than Bhadi Bhakti's frame also. Narada was Siddha Bhakta. Uddhava was Siddha Bhakta of Krishna. They have gone to Golok. In Golok Vrindavan, not Vrindavan, in Golok Dwarka. They met with Gop Kumar. Gop Kumar was innocent. But Narada and Uddhava was vichar kar rahe hain.
Speaking
themselves. And uspa vichar kar rahe hain kya?
Thinking
about this. That is his superior than me. Than both. We are up to Dasya. And he is Sankata Satya. He was not Siddha at that time. And both were Siddha. But yet they are telling that he is superior than him. So anyone has got this how by Vaidhi Bhakti and all anartha has done for a sadhar. And for another sadhar, if the anartha are there somehow and he has no bhav, but he has some greed, here is the Harikatha and Rasi question. Superior than that. As we see, there are two classes of Mahabhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, it has been those who have 26 kinds of bhakti, quality, they are Mahabhagavatam. There are 26 kinds of bhakti. But the last is Krishna. No honor. These are Mahabharata. But Prahlad Maharaj is more superior than these Bhagavats. And Raghunath Goswami is more and more and more and more, lakh guns more than Prahlad Maharaj. Even if a man has honor, he is not seeing everywhere Krishna. But if he has said he has greed for Braj Prem, he is more superior.
But that real greed is more rare than anartha navritti nishtha rucha everything.
But anyone cannot tell that I have this greed.
the symptom will show that he is really, he has greed or not. That symptom should be there. Otherwise, that speculation, what?
Speculation.
This will not do.
You know this story?
No.
What's
your
name? Never heard before.
Never heard. No, an accident.
No.
Never heard.
There was a guru. Accident.
He had two servants, two disciples. Like monkeys. Police. They were serving the feast of his guru. They divided one leg, this leg is mine and this is your leg. And they were serving. They had two fans in their hands.
Maharaji,
aap aise kyun ho gaye?
Maharaji, maine operation kara liya.
Ki aaka.
Aaka.
So, there was nothing this Guru said, and they divided that this left leg is mine, and the right leg is yours, and left leg is mine. They were both fanning. By chance, the rightist was doing so, and it touched in the left leg. That monkey, foolish monkey, thought that he has bitten my leg, my guru's leg. So he, with fan, bit the right leg by loudly.
Oh, bitter.
He has bitten my right leg, my guru. I should take revenge. So he take up a danda, bamboo stick. Bitterly. Then left it, took more fat danda. And with whole energy he. Guruji told me, I am dying. No, Guruji. And only beating that lay not to I'm serving you. Why he does so? So I will take revenge. Serious. Then righteous becomes so serious and he takes the left of his Gurudev, left leg, and stops. you have done so? Then left his step with this leg as Gurudev was dead at last. So foolish servant is not this servant. Yes, listen, that any foolish servant.
Seem like now?
Not more.
And green?
Very green now.
Now green? I wanted that two deer at
home.
One or two, one two.
And so many?
Two foxes.
Birds.
That is.
Two foxes. Two
deer. Parrots.
In a mood to discuss something. Suki is telling, Suki means?
Female parrot.
It's describing Srimati Radhika. And he describing
Krishna.
He is telling me Krishna is more beautiful, more sweet, more wholesome. And Sukha and Shiva and Jain of Sukhi is
Sukhi,
Sukshmadhi and also one. What? Manjubhasini. Three parrots. And Daksha and Dikshaksha are two parrots.
Male parrots.
They are discussing. At last, both were agreed to do sandhi.
Union agreement.
That without one is half. So both nesting are very beautiful and safe and good.
My round that it's good. So in the beginning, as in the beginning of anything, there's more taste. And now everything's becoming very mechanical for me. So I just finished my 16 round, but I want to do more, but everything is so mechanical. And some of the other matajis, like Vrindavan Vilasini and Aditya, are also feeling the same way, that before we melted much more easily by your words or remembrances. And now everything is so mechanical and our hearts are so dry, it's like any other Vaidhi activity. It's just, I read Vilaput Manjali, now I hear a tape of Maharaj, now I read a letter. It's just mechanical. So how can we get some more heart in it, since we had more before, and now we seem to be going down?
So you should try to develop it.
Right. So should I do more rounds anyway, 32 rounds anyway?
Not 32. If there are obstacles, you can do more than 16, 24 rounds or more than that. Always try to bring the pastimes of remembrance of that in your country, it will make you rather not right.
So if I can chant 32 rounds, that's better. And
if you have time. Course,
well, I can make the time if I know that that's more beneficial.
And that time you can do. If you can remember the past tense of Krishna of that time when you are round chanting, time to time, and if these are not coming automatically, you can do parikrama of Govardhan, and where what lilas has been done, you can come. Remember, like Mansi Ganga. Mansi Ganga, there is a Gopi Ghat.
Yeah, a place with its water and the land around the water.
To cross the river. That is called Bhat. Where persons take bath. Gopis used to go there to take bath, bring water and so many. That is called Bhat. Bhat means English word is something, but I don't know. When you in doing parikrama, chanting Hare Krishna, you thought that with gopis you are coming, you are gopis, you are coming, Srimati Radhika is coming, all are coming, they have come for, and it was evening, that time all are coming, and they are calling the boatman. Oh, black boatman, please come and take us to other side. He is unwilling, he is not hearing and not willing to come. But when they were crying bitterly, we called him. Then anyhow, unwillingly he came with his old boat. They requested him to make them cross.
to go up that
other side.
Other side. He tells that I am so much tired. Whole day I have done. And my body is so old. And it is, there are so many holes. And I see that in Akash, but
sky.
The sky. There is still, there are some sensations that have been welcome. So I cannot bear to talk. They requested so much that we are ready to pay what we need. So please get us that
across.
He told us, yes, you can go, but one by one, because my boat will not carry so much. He told that I can cross you one by one, not at a time. My boat is not coming. They agreed. He told that first the head of the department should come. Srimati Radhika, get on that boat and he began to. When she lifts up the Ganges, Ganges was at that time so flat and so.
Why?
See, also this time is also good. Krishna told that, water is coming very quickly. Wind has come and there is so current and so wet that we need. So be ready to what?
Jump off?
Jump. And to?
Swim?
Swim. So I don't know how to swim. So began to wait. And he was doing so that Nauka is doing both. And water is coming and from home. Okay. If by chance they both go deep, then you'll have to see, then I will catch hold of you, but you'll have to throw all these things. First try, we will try, you should sell your jug, and the ornaments are so heavy, and then also all these things. Only here, and tighten this here. So that we can see. But there was no sign. At once water began to fall. Then she began to weep. Krishna has only all these parikalpana, all these management.
Arrangement?
Arrangement. That I will play this. So he has done. So at last, when he began to fall, then Krishna took the boat in order and they played so many plays. So when we go and chant Harinam, this whole fact will come.
I should do parikrama of Govardhan mentally or physically?
Mentally, I am telling wherever you are, where? No question. For making your heart rasa.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to Kusum Sarovar,
in the mind.
In mind, you should remember the fact there. Then you go to Govindal Kunda, there. Surbhi Kund, there also. When you go to Nandagram, so many past times of Krishna should be remembered. So it will be rasa for you, not dry, and not what you are saying. These are good.
Can I remember the pastimes according to the time of day without reading a Govinda Lilamrita?
Without, because you have some hint
some
in your heart.
Whenever I do any engagement, like arranging for the printing of your painting into pictures, posters, There's always so much anxiety about everything. Is that because I'm not thinking of the past times that automatically everything is anxiety? So that's the only solution, is to think of the past times. Okay. And it's not...
And you should say that it should come automatically because the leaders are a practice. A practice, you know?
Transcendental.
Transcendental. Like Krishna. So that as Krishna gives his mercy, this past time self also gives mercy. And by their mercy, I pray. But because we are not qualified so much, there are so many things here. So we should pray that all this should go away and we should come automatically.